I'm gonna get my 2 cents on D-Hop's top 5 landing spots. All right, so on this list here, looks like they got Baltimore Ravens as the number 1 team, Carolina Panthers as 2, Chicago Bears as 3, Detroit Lions as 4, Colts as 5, New England as 6. Right? So, of course, these are the teams that they have going through online and as far as what they believe. So I went through, did a little research on my own. Went through and broke down the teams, and I walked you guys through kind of like what I went through and saw. But first off, let's start out by saying what D-Hop was supposed to be making this year. Right, so prior to the season starting and before everything happened, as far as him stating that he wants to be traded, and of course he never came out publicly and said it, but I'm sure within the organization they talked about it, and they tried to find suitors that could go through and make this trade, which is where the Kansas City Chiefs and the Bills came in at, which is why they were some of the top suitors during the time when he was looking to be traded. But if you go back and you look at everything right now, I kind of X the Chiefs and the Bills out now. You know what I mean? And I'll get into that, kind of break down what I think as far as why I think they're out of it. You know what I mean? If you go through and you look, as far as like what he was set to make, man, he was set to make $19.5 million pretty much this year. As far as like the salary cap and everything, he was like a $30 million salary cap hit for the Cardinals if he stayed on the team. But if he was able to get a trade, it was gonna be like 19.45, and then following year 14.9. So you know, as far as like what he's willing to take and what he's willing to get, I think it's gonna be somewhere around that range. I don't really see him giving up that much money, which the Bills and the Chiefs do not have. You know, if you go through and you look at the Bills' salary cap, let's see, can we pull those salary caps up for you real quick? Let's see. Right, so right here, we're looking at the Bills, right? Go through and take a look. Roll on down. Oops, the Bills salary cap, they're looking at, what's that? 1.6 mil. There's no way he's taking it. There's no way he's taking that. Unless they were able to make some kind of moves, some cuts, trades, free up some salary cap space. If you ask me, the Bills are out of it. Because that 19.45 was not guaranteed as far as what D-Hop had on the boards. None of his money was guaranteed. So it's not like the Bills are still having to pay him. So you're coming through and you're expecting D-Hop to take a pay cut when he's still one of the top receivers in the game. I don't see that happening. Which would be the same thing for the Chiefs. The Chiefs are only sitting at like 1.1 mil as far as available salary cap. Unless they make some type of moves, some type of trades, cuts to try to make room on the salary, it's most likely not going to happen. You know what I mean? And if you really look at the way that Odell Beckham got paid, which Odell's contract was a 1-year deal for $15 million. But he also has bonuses and escalators, which will push him up to $18 million, right? So D-Hop had way more production than Odell Beckham. Odell Beckham hadn't played in over a year. He played in a few games with the Rams prior to the Super Bowl run. Prior to that, Odell was out as well. So D-Hop has produced over the years, and he has a case as far as like his contract should be more than Odell's. So you got to take that into account. So I X the Bills and the Chiefs off my list, which these are some of the teams that they're saying should be teams that probably are going to make a run at him. But as far as like what I think, I do see an honorable mention in here, right? I see the Browns as a dark horse, right? Of course, the relationship with him and Deshaun Watson, both of them Clemson boys, you know what I mean? They had a great career together on Houston. They put up great numbers. I could see them teaming up, but with the Browns only having like $6 million to offer, is that gonna be the shot? No, I don't think so, right? So I did comprise a little list, right? Which I came up with Carolina Panthers, right? That's five, right? So I got my top five. This is listed at five. The fifth team on the list is the Carolina Panthers for me, right? They got a young quarterback in Bryce Young, right? So let's pull up their roster. Take a look at that real quick. See what they got here. Got their depth chart pulled up here, right? Of course, we all know they got rid of DJ Moore, right? They got rid of DJ Moore, so they really don't have number one receiver. Of course, they have Adam Thielen. Adam Thielen's, you know, on the downside of his career, I would think. He's been in the league for a little while here. See what he has up under his career numbers and everything. Right, he's in his 10th season, right? Looking at 32, which, of course, D-Hop will be 31 at the start of the season. So you're looking at two older receivers. But I think if you team them up together, you got some weapons for Bryce Young, right? As far as, like, their age and everything, they're still kind of within the time frame where they're able to produce. I think if you put the two of them together, D-Hop is clearly number one. You got Thielen as the number two, all right? So we're looking at Thielen's numbers last year. He was targeted 107 times. Made 70 catches, 716 yards, all right? Six touchdowns. That's decent. You team the two of them up together, you might have something. Bryce Young might be able to work with that, right? Let's see. Pull up the rest of this. All right, so we got DJ Chark here, right? Coming out, he was expected to be put up number. He hasn't quite done that yet, but it could be in part to the quarterbacks that they had on staff, which weren't able to get the ball to him. As far as the offense they were running, could be anything. But let's say you put a D-Hop beside him, he's able to run free. D-Hop draws some attention. Maybe we see the DJ Chark that everybody thought they was going to see coming out of LSU, right? As far as his numbers, it looks like he put up 52. He had 52 targets, 30 receptions, 502 yards, right? His average came out to be 16.7. Three touchdowns. Clearly, Carolina could have some more production, right? The main thing about Carolina that they have going for them, see, can we change some of this up real quick? Right. All right, so here's the main reason why I had the Carolina Panthers on this list, sitting at five, right? You go through and you take a look. As we scroll down the list, the Carolina Panthers have a whopping 27.9 million plus available, which they would be able to pay D-Hop any amount that he is asking, which, you know, being comparable to the contract that he had prior to, and making sure that he's making more than Odell, right? So they could offer him 17 mil with a couple of escalators on there, which he may go for if he's looking for the bag, right? If he's looking to try to make a run for a Super Bowl run, he may take less money. But with the Carolina Panthers sitting at 5, I think that's a good choice, right? So we're going to move on to the next team that we have on the list, right? But on my list, I got sitting at 4, I got the Baltimore Ravens, right? Just going through and doing some research on Baltimore, of course. You know they got Lamar. And as I just spoke about, they got OBJ, which he did receive that $15 million with the escalators, which can push him up to $18 million, right? Let's go ahead and get to their roster, though. All right, as we pull it up now, we're getting to the depth chart. As far as the Ravens, man, the Ravens have a pretty decent squad. We already know the defense is loaded. The thing that hurt them last year was injuries, of course. The cornerbacks are coming back. They also have great linebacker play. Everybody's coming back on defense. Defense is going to be fine. All right, so you get Lamar back. Of course, that's the major part of their offense. That's what killed them, with Lamar having the injuries towards the end of the season. Of course, their running backs have not been healthy. Now, if they can keep a J.K. Dobbins healthy for a whole season, that's going to be a big difference for them, right? All right, so we're going through and we're taking a look at this roster, right? Looking at their roster, we got OBJ, right? OBJ got the money. He got the bag, right? Rashad Bateman, they're expecting him to do big things this year, right? So last year, he had 61 receptions for over 800 yards, right? But I'm expecting Zay Flowers to come in and really shake up the game, because you can move him kind of around the line, right? You can move him into the slot. You can put him in the backfield. You could put him on the outside. It really doesn't matter. He's shifty, he's fast, and he can make some things happen, right? But if you come through and you turn around, you put D-Hop on the same roster, right? That allows you to move Rashad Bateman around and Odell around, because with Odell getting older, you know, you may want to put him in a slot sometimes, because everybody knows Odell can run routes, right? He should be able to get open against those smaller corners in the slot. And that gives you different options to use with your receivers. And of course, we all know Mark Andrews is going to get off. He's going to do his thing. He's going to get his numbers, right? Everybody knows that's Lamar's number one target, right? Even though you throw D-Hop in here, but this receiving core, this might be the best receiving core that Lamar has had over his career, right? Which is probably part of the reason why he was holding out. He wanted to make sure they knew this is what he needed for this season. And boy, would that make a statement if they went through and they got D-Hop for the boy, right? So we're going to look at Baltimore's salary cap, right? Switch this over. Can we get to that? What do you got? What they got? They got going on. You take a look, you can see Baltimore has just over 12.3 million available in the salary cap, right? So they should be able to make something work. At the same time, you can turn around, you could do some type of signing bonus where you could stretch the payments out. Maybe even sign them to a 2-year contract. You probably do a little bit more than 2 years with D-Hop. Even though they did a 1-year deal with Odell, Odell is coming off of injuries. He has an injury history. D-Hop has been a little bit more consistent outside of his suspension, where you should be able to get him onto like a 3-year, 4-year deal. And that allows you to stretch out his signing bonus over those 4 years, which would allow you to make some moves. You know what I mean? But at the same time, they still have some work to do on offense. We don't know what their offense is going to look like. They have a new offensive coordinator coming in, and we don't know what that offense is going to look like once they make these changes, right? So what we have coming up next is the number 3, which I hate to say. I don't know if you guys can see, but I'm a Commanders fan. I'm sure you can see Sean Taylor up there at some point, but I hate to say this, but number 3, coming in at number 3, is going to be the Eagles. Hate to say it, but they were on his list. The Eagles were on his list for teams that he would like to play for as far as their quarterback, right? So, let's pull up the Eagles depth chart and the Eagles salary cap, right? All right. I don't know which one of y'all want to see first. Salary cap, depth chart, does it really matter? I mean, I'm just going to keep it a buck with y'all, man. Like, it don't really matter, man. Like, the Eagles, man, let me tell y'all something, man. I hate to say it, boy. They have the riches on both sides. Depth chart and salary cap. You know what I mean? I'm going to go through. Just pull up the salary cap just so y'all can see, you know, with the signing bonus. Like I said before, if you do multiple years, you can work something out and make it happen. You take a look right here, you'll see the Eagles clearly have over $12.5 million available for this year, right? So they can definitely go through and do some type of salary for this year. Turn around, get him a larger signing bonus the next year. Do partial signing bonus, break that up into 3 or 4 years, and they can make this work. We all know how Howie Roseman knows how to make some things work that should not be working, right? Let's turn around and look at this lineup that they have, man. They have DeAndre Swift, which they picked up on a bum deal, right? How did they manage to make that work? Who knows? Howie Roseman, right? So we're going to turn around and look at their depth chart, right? And then while I was looking at the depth chart, I did notice that while I was looking at DeAndre Swift, they snuck in Rashad Penny, man. If Rashad Penny can stay healthy, that's another back, man, that's going to cause some problems. And as we all know, Gainwell stepped up last year and made some noise too. So they're looking strong in the backfield, right? But that's not what we're here for today. We're here to look at this receiving core, right? We already know A.J. Brown is going to do his thing. No need to go over his numbers. We all know what he's going to do. Devontae Smith can make everything happen. He can run in the slot. He can play on the outside. He runs routes. He runs deep routes. He's speedy. He's shifty. We all know that, right? So Quez Watkins, he's the question, right? Quez Watkins only had 33 catches last year for 354 yards, right? But they turned around and they thought Quez Watkins was going to be something special when they drafted him, right? They thought he was going to be able to step in and make some noise, right? But Quez Watkins didn't do much. I mean, they was hoping for him to make something happen, but Quez Watkins wasn't it. And they're looking at him, looking at the third receiver right now. That would be an extreme upgrade to their third receiver, which D-Hop wouldn't be the third receiver. He probably would be neck and neck for two with AJ, which that's going to cause a problem because you got D. Smith in the slot. Who wants to see that? No, I don't want to see it. Not in my division. Whatever you do, keep D-Hop out my division. That's all I got to say. Just keep D-Hop out my division. I don't care what happens. I don't care where he goes. Just keep him out of my division. I don't want that. All right? So we're going to move on. Get up off these Eagles, man. I ain't done enough talking about them. I don't even want to talk about them. So before I go on to the second team, I want to talk about some sneakers, right? Of course, I said something about the Browns, right? That's a sneaker to me, for me. You know what I mean? I also think New England, which they are talking about in the media, New England is an option. New England has about $12 million to spend. But they don't have anything else, so I don't really think he's going to go there, right? Now, the other team that I don't have on this list, right, that I do think that he can step in and make a huge difference and make their offense unstoppable, as long as one of their quarterbacks can stay healthy, because neither one of those quarterbacks are healthy, especially right now, right, it's San Fran, right? That would be ugly. Like, you wouldn't think that San Fran would have the money to be able to pay him, but San Fran is not paying a quarterback a full quarterback's contract. All their quarterbacks are on rookie contracts, so they have money to spend. San Fran is sitting at, what we got here, $12 million available, dog. $12 million available, dog. They can pay the man. Just like all the rest of these teams. Just like I explained that Eagles and Baltimore can make it happen, San Fran can make it happen. So don't be shocked if they turn out to be a sleeper team that brings D-Hop in and throws him in that lineup with Debo, Christian McCaffrey. I mean, come on, bruh. Kittles. I don't even want to keep naming them because it's crazy. Because Kyle Shanahan, I have a field day with that boy on the field. But neither here nor there, they're not on my list, right? So, number two, I got Houston in there. Shocker, right? But the thing about Houston is, Houston has a lot of things that can cause him to go there, right? So, you got to think about his history with Houston, right? So, if he goes back to Houston, he boosts his numbers for within the organization, right? So, he has a chance to become all-time leading in receiving, yards, touchdowns. If he continues to push forward, like, you know, what's the chances that he could push those numbers all the way up, right? Then they have a new quarterback in C.J. Stroud, right? They picked up Robert Woods, which was coming off an injury. Robert Woods had 53 catches, 527 yards. Let's get Houston pulled up on here real quick. All right, so you got the young quarterback, C.J. Stroud, coming in, which is going to take over the helm, right? C.J. Stroud, if he can hold up and be the first Ohio State quarterback to step in and do what he's supposed to do, that would be a big game changer, right? As we all know, Ohio State quarterbacks don't show up in the league, right? Let's go through and take a look, see what else they got. They got Robert Woods, right? So Robert Woods, last year, he was coming off an injury, right? Can he get back to his true form? I don't know, right? Robert Woods is at 31 right now. He's been in the league. Wait, yeah, how many years he been in the league, bro? He's been in the league 10 years, bro.
Well, Zubin Chumming Bay has spent the entire week talking about how the Rams land fill the void of really their most productive receiver, quote.
Right. So we're looking at last year, right? Robert Woods was on Tennessee. Tennessee put up 53 receptions. Played all 17 games, though. Right? How many people can you actually say played all 17 games last year? I don't know. I know on my team, if we could have had Jahan Dotson play all 17 games, that would have made a big difference. But neither here nor there, the boy had 53 catches off of 91 targets and had 527 yards receiving. Not too shabby coming off an injury. You know, you never know what you're going to get next year. Right? But neither here nor there, you got him on the roster. You're going to turn around. You also turned around and drafted Nathaniel Dell, which is also known as Tank Dell, from Houston, in the third round with the 69th pick. But his numbers are crazy. When I say the boy is shifty, fast, nothing but skill set, his numbers are crazy, man. He put up, he had 109 receptions, 1,398 yards. Hey, listen to this. This is crazy. 17 touchdowns. Come on, bro. 17 touchdowns is crazy. Let's see, can we pull up, pull up Tank real quick. All right, Tank right here. See, can we pull his numbers real quick, man, so y'all can see for yourself, bro. Like, his numbers is crazy. Come on, yes, man. Tripping. So if you take a look, man, the boy numbers was crazy last year. Right? Look at that. Look at that. 109 receptions, 1,398 yards. Average 12.8, 17 touchdowns, longest touchdown 63 yards. All right, last year he had 12 touchdowns, so it wasn't a fluke. Like, he's putting up numbers. The year before, he had 90 receptions for 1,329 yards. This was an absolute steal, bro. Like, the boy has skill set. The only thing that probably dropped him was his size, man. He's 165 pounds, which, of course, you know, as far as the league, you know, they're looking at it as he's undersized. But he's 5'10", man. There's a lot of receivers smaller than 5'10". But 165, he's a young man. I'm sure he'll put some weight on and be able to put up great numbers, right? But that's not even the main thing. Right, the main steal that they have on the Houston roster is my boy John Metchie. Right, let me just get back to that roster real quick. All right, here we go. All right, so we're now looking at my boy John Metchie. Right, John Metchie. When I tell you the boy's gonna be a beast, I mean, he's gonna be a beast, bruh. Of course, his rookie year was canceled out due to cancer. He's fully healed. He's in training camp and everything right now. Right, so last year, he was the second round pick, number 44. Right, and at Alabama, he put up 96 receptions for 1,142 yards, 8 touchdowns, right? So if we go through and we take a look at his stats, he was very productive at Alabama. All right. So let's see if we can get these numbers pulled up for y'all real quick. A lot of people forgot about him, man. But I think he's going to make them remember this year. All right. So if you look at the last two seasons in Alabama, man, you're looking at 96 receptions for 1,142 yards, 8 touchdowns. The year before that, 55 receptions for 916 yards, right? 6 touchdowns. I think with that young core that they have, man, they have something brewing, right? If they can get all those receivers to show up, they have something brewing. But don't forget, this is all about D-Hop. if D-Hop was to go there, that's going to set it off. Like, their offense will be good. Their defense is already on track, right? Don't forget they got D'Amico Ryans come in, so I'm sure their defense is going to take a step up from where it was already at, right? So, let's take a look at their salary, right? Their salary cap. Looking at Houston. Houston's sitting just under $17 million for their salary cap. Their salary cap is not bad, bro. Like, they have the most options as far as, like, giving D-Hop what he wants. Right? They have more room to fluctuate and play around with as far as, like, going through and setting up a contract that's going to work for him but also meet the numbers that he's looking for, as well as give him an opportunity to come back, continue to build on his legacy, help a young quarterback, which they believe is very talented, along with a great supporting cast on the offensive side of the ball, right? So if we go through and we take a look, we're sitting at, what's that, $16.9 million as far as salary cap for them. That's why I have them sitting at number two. They have a great roster as far as, like, building young talent. Their defense is on the rise. And he also gets a chance to build legacy. Where else would you want to go where you can get the money that you're looking for, right? You could build your legacy, right? And you could also teach young talent, man. They got a lot of options, man. That's why I got them sitting there, too, right? But, neither here nor there, out of all these teams that's going on, that we got on the roster, alright, now, out of all these teams that we got set up on here, and we got listed, alright, the number one team, which is no brainer, it's going to be the New York Jets. The New York Jets have everything to offer, right? I'm just going to pull them up real quick for you, right? The New York Jets have everything to offer. He has no complaints when it comes to New York Jets. New York Jets have A-Rod. Not only do they have A-Rod, guess what else they have? They have $18.2 million in salary cap. They can definitely get a contract worked out with D-Hop that's going to work for him and be able to hit the numbers that he's looking for, as well as build the roster that they already have, right? So they already have an offensive roster, right? You turn around, you look at their roster. Like I said, they got A-Rod playing quarterback. Not only do they have A-Rod playing quarterback, they also have Breece Hall, which is coming off an amazing rookie year. If he doesn't get hurt, he probably wins rookie of the year, right? What was that? 80 carries, 463 yards. Yeah, Breece Hall was doing the thing. Let's see what we got. All right. So now getting into the Jets roster, right? Starting out, neither here nor there, right? We all know the Jets have a defense. The Jets have a defense, that's no question, right? They also have the defensive rookie of the year, Sauce Gardner, right? They also have a D-line. They also have linebackers. They have safeties. They have a corner. They're stout on defense, right? But let's turn back to the offensive side, which we are talking about today. Guess what? They also have the rookie of the year on offense. Come on, man. Right? Garrett Wilson put up great numbers last year. 83 catches, 1,103 yards. 4 touchdowns, which he can work on to get better at. But I don't think he'll get the 147 targets this year, right? Because you got to remember, Aaron Rodgers has his guys on his roster as well. Aaron Rodgers has Alan Lazard, Randall Cobb on this roster. Those are his guys. Right. I do think Mecole Hardman will make some noise this year. Yet though, D-Hop into the mix with this, man, it can get scary with that defense that they have. And then you turn around, and like we said, and look at that salary cap that they got. They got 18.2 mil. That's why I have them sitting at number one on the list. As far as D-Hop, it's number one option. So I got it being between the Jets and the Texans. Let's see if I'm right, man. Just giving up my two cents. Stay tuned. Like and subscribe if you like what I provided to you today. Also, give up your two cents. Find us on Instagram, Just P's Two Cents. And give up your two cents so we can add that to the podcast. So we can have your two cents on what you think D-Hop is going to do. Stay tuned.